Well, Gary White, there was an announcement by TAS Racing today that the decision's been made to lower the prize money of some of the feature races during the Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival. The Hobart Cup reduced from $400,000 to $300,000. The Launceston Cup down from $300,000 to $225,000. The Tasmanian Derby drops $50,000 to $150,000. And the Devonport Cup has $20,000 taken off. It'll still be a $100,000 race. The reason being, the TAS Racing says it wants to put money, that money saving, back into the run-of-the-mill racing throughout the season. What's your view of that?
Well, Peter, the industry's been crying out for this for a long, long time, that we wanted the money to be spread more evenly over the whole year and all the other races, the supporting races. And it's great to see that the industry figureheads have decided to take the bull by the horns and give us what we want. And I'm sure that racing in Tasmania can only benefit from that.
Well, in the press release that was sent out today by Gary Lotting, the CEO, he said some of the feature race stakes will be redirected towards increasing B-meeting minimum stakes levels from $10,000 to $12,000 per race, as well as an additional $500 per race allocated for all non-feature night races, allowing payment down to sixth place.
Well, you know, that's just been fantastic news because, again, as you know, the people that support this industry in Tasmania, where there are a lot of people that sort of overlook Tasmania, it's great to see now that people like Gary Lotting, all the figureheads that run and control our industry, that they're starting to believe and listen to what the participants want. And it gives us an opportunity now to justify our industry to future clients and say, well, look, you're on a par with your counterparts that race around provincial tracks in Victoria. And I believe that it gives us more scope now to try and entice clients when we justify the prize money that's available to them.
Gary, you've been associated with a lot of stables interstate. You've taken horses over there. You've got a pretty good feel for what it's like on the ground with trainers in Victoria. And is it fair to say that the reduction of these feature races that I mentioned is unlikely to hinder the chances of getting the type of quality of horses we've had in the past for our feature races?
It won't affect the quality of horse that comes over to our feature races at all, because I think it was just outrageous, the prize money that was going around and prior to this reduction, because it's, the quality of horse that we had come over here are the same quality that will still be received in the nominations for our carnival, due to the fact that prize money on that particular day anywhere in Australia, there's hardly any equal. So I don't believe at all the status of the horse that comes over for those races will decrease.
Well, at $300,000 for the Amy Hobart Cup, it still remains the highest staked Group 3 race in Australia. And the Launceston Cup, while it drops to $225,000, is the eighth highest Group 3 race in Australia of the 113 Group 3 races. So Tasmania's premier staying races and the jewels in the crown of our carnival are still pretty well up there.
Well, exactly. I mean, you look at the quality of horse that's come out of those races, especially the Hobart Cup and the Launceston Cup, over the last 4 or 5 years, and the horses that have won and placed in those particular races that have gone on to the Sydney Carnival and the Adelaide Carnival and held their own, it speaks for itself, and a little bit of research will obviously prove to people that the particular, especially the two cups, and also to the Vamos, have justified their increase, and also justify the fact that the quality horse will be enticed to want to come and run in those races, and I'm sure that their status and their ability to maintain their group and listed status is not threatened, and it's been a great form coming out of those races for our industry. So it justifies the prize money that's gone into those races. It also justifies the fact that Tasmania, running an hour away from Victoria, and that it's worthwhile coming over here for an hour's trip, 3 hours trip. You get as over and back. You're looking at $300,000. It's incredible.
Well, it sounds to me like you think that this decision's heading in the right direction.
Oh, Peter, it's just great. I mean, it's going to be good it's going to be well received by, especially the main players in this industry. And when you're trying to entice owners into our industry, you can justify when you can really comparably with Victoria, when you look at the provincial racing, the training fees they pay to what our clients pay here, traced to the similar prize money, it gives us a lot greater scope to entice people to want to race horses here.
Thanks for your time, Gary.
Thanks, Pete.